Next case, please.
The next application is $11,745. Potnets Home LLC seeks a variance to reduce the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. Section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of River Road and Pine Brine Road in Potnet Bayside. The 911 address is 34434 River Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 2, Unit 55123. Specifically, they are requesting a 10.76 variance between buildings in the mobile home park. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here for case number 11,745? Okay.
Could you please state your name and address, please?
James Coon, 3707 Pot Bunker Wood.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to request a variance be granted to allow the required 20-foot minimum setback between homes on lot 111 and the shed on lot 58 be temporarily reduced to 13.24 feet. A new manufactured home was installed on lot 111 River Road. It's in compliance with all the setbacks for that particular site. The home on 111 is unoccupied. It's a furnished model for Potnets Homes today. Someday we'd like to sell it. However, when the home was placed there, when it went for inspections, it was determined that the shed on lot 58 was only two foot off the shared property line. The home on lot 58 was installed in 1964 and its shed was installed somewhere around 1972. Both are prior to Sussex County adoption of the code, and the setback, the 10-foot setbacks, were not established at that time. We have offered to remove the shed at our expense. The homeowner denied that request because it would just disrupt their lives, and they're both well over 80 years old with limited fixed incomes, and off-site storage would just be too big of an expense and travel time to go back and forth. Relocating the existing shed is infeasible due to its age and construction. If granted the variance to allow the reduction in the light in the site to 13.24, would resolve itself in the foreseen future. The homeowners on lot 58 are party to a lease at the ground leaser of Potnets Communities, and upon the sale of their home, the controlled property would go revert back to the ground lessor, and at that time, the site and the home and the shed would permanently be removed. Therefore, there would be no, the variance then would not be needed. So until the shed is removed, there's no objection by the ground lessor about the existence of the shed, and it's been placed there for over 40 years, and its continuous existence is not going to alter the character of the neighborhood.
Okay, let's start out, see if you have any questions, Mr. Miller. Let's start with you.
Yes, has the mobile on lot 111 been placed?
Oh yes, it's there. There's a map, it shows both of them. There's a drawing.
Did you get a permit?
Oh yeah, everything's been permitted, everything. The only exception right now is where the back setback to the shed is causing from issuing a certificate of occupancy. Everything else has passed inspection.
Did the permit state that there had to be 20 feet between?
It's 10 foot to the set Yes, in answer to your question.
And nobody thought to come in before the...
The answer would be no.
No.
Obviously, it's a shed that then had a lean-to put on it, which made it closer to the property line. In those days, there was a 5-foot setback required.
Okay. From the property line?
Yeah. That the first setback was 5. There was none when it was put in.
I got you.
But the home on 111 meets all the requirements for the site it sits on, with the exception of that shed, which would be removed if anything happens to the current residents of Site 58. And they've been there, I believe, for 54 years.
So if they, and forgive me for not understanding how things work there in Potnets, if they were to pass and they left that their home to someone else that knew, whether it be, you know, grandchild or child or grandchild, I guess I should say. So they would have to sign a new lease, is that correct? And
yes,
and you
yes.
would require them at that
yes.
point to move the shed.
Yes, okay. And the home, if the home would try to, if any, let's say the family members decided to sell a house, the lessor has first right of refusal. So he would then purchase it and then tear the structure down. It's on a corner lot, so it would okay. be feasible to put a new home there, just like 111.
Right, okay. All right, thank you. No other questions?
No, wait. Mr. Upton?
So does the model home that's placed, does it meet the 20-foot separation without the step?
Yes.
It does. Can you reconfigure the steps?
Pardon?
Can you reconfigure the steps? Does the door come out the rear of the building, or the little inset that the drawing appears that it has here for a concrete pad?
The fence is a homemade fence that the existing customer on 58 did, and it has a big curvature in it, and it's encroaching on 111. That would be corrected at the time the home was tore down.
Well, I'm not talking about the fence. Talking about the home that you put in there, has a little indentation there with a concrete pad, according to this, and the steps come out the rear. Can the steps be put in the indentation of the home?
You're talking about the 9.24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then the home would still not meet the 20-foot separation.
Okay, well, that was my first question. Yeah, I thought he said it would.
It would not, no. It appears that you've got 9.24 feet to the steps and the 4-foot steps.
Yes.
Which would make it 13.24 feet from the shed to the structure.
Right. So the home without the steps would still not meet the 20-foot separation.
No.
Right.
Okay.
It would, because the shed will be tore down.
I'm talking as it is now.
As it is now.
Oh, no, you're correct,
so why,
yes.
Why couldn't the home have been moved forward?
It was just overlooked that the shed was not set back.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Wick,
no question.
Mr. Morton.
Yes, I don't understand quite yet. If they pass away, but they leave that to a family member, why would they have to tear that down in the shed?
The family members would then have to be approved, and the home would not meet the code today that is the standards today that you have to bring the home up to. The home is way too old.
Okay, I understand it now.
So
okay. So they couldn't leave it to anybody anyway, they did.
Right, they could not. It could not come up to the standards. It's a pre-HUD before the HUD law came in. And it would be almost impossible you'd have to rebuild the whole house.
Okay.
So the house would be torn down and a new structure would be put on, which would then eliminate the problem.
And then you can meet your setback then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Yes. Ms. Cornwell, what is the front setback on the lot 111?
10.
I believe it is 10 feet.
So
it along Pine Brine Road is in compliance.
Okay. I'm just curious that, you know, the covered porch, I was just assuming that the structure had to be put closer to the back property line because of the front setback. It appears that on the Pine Brine Road, it shows 10, no, and I'm, oh, is that, that's the front, right? Or is that the side? Because it's a corner. The front is River Road for 111, is that correct? Where's the front Pine Brine?
The front should be Pine Brine because it's the shorter of the roads, and then the side should be River Road.
So the front setback is 10 feet?
I'm double checking.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. They're off.
Also, one more question. How long is the home you placed there? What's the dimensions of the home?
The home is 30 by 74.
Double wide?
Yes. Multi-section, yes.
It would be a 10-foot separation distance from the main residential structure to the boundaries of the individual residential site. So it would be 10 feet.
Okay. And Mr. Rudd has pointed out that there is a the place of permit.
Shows 5.
It shows 5 feet.
Yeah.
So.
And that might be because it's potnets, and potnets existed prior to zoning, so I believe they actually had a 5-foot setback.
It is 5, so, but we set them all to 10 and 20.
So I think what Mr. Hudson was asking is, could the structure, and the answer would be yes, the structure could have been moved in compliance with it. Okay.
It started out in the first corner at 11.113, which was the first stake, and with the irregularity of the fence, the way the fence goes, is where we got out of compliance. Which would be corrected upon the tear down and the new fence and everything else put up upon anything happening to the residents on site 58.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any further questions?
Just one.
All right.
Is that standard size home? Is that what made you choose a 30 by 74 to go in that small lot?
Well, the lot is, there's enough square footage on the lot to cover the 35% rule. And normally today, everybody wants bigger homes. So in potnets, they are tearing down the older homes and taking, let's use the word, 3 sites and making them 2 to allow for the larger homes. And that's, in this case, this whole street has been renovated, all but the exception of a couple homes. And even the street behind it, this home here, the one behind us that takes us out of compliance, is kind of by itself right now.
Right.
Because of the age of the people and how long they've been there.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. All right.
Chairman, I make a motion, then we table case number 11,745 to the next regular meeting.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,745 until our next regular meeting, which will be April the 18th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Becker?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Miller?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by vote of 5-0, case number 11,745 is tabled. Okay,